Before we get to all the actual factual news here on this week's edition of News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors here today. Those are our friends over at True Car, who say if you're looking to buy a car, you might be familiar with the term like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does that actually mean? I don't know. Maybe you do. The same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories, before you even get to the dealership. And a True Car dealer will show you exactly what the true price is on the car, like the one that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Well, True Car will show you exactly what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this, so they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of June 12th, 2018, here on News AF. If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. News makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF. Factual news. Yes.
Timbaland. Remember when I used to be Timbaland all the time?
Yes. So here we are back again. I saw this man in person all weekend, had the time of my life. Here is the great Tyson Apostle.
What's up, Rob? You don't resent me for taking you to the zoo?
No. What am I, Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel was like, there's all this history and you dragged me to the DC Zoo. The DC Zoo was beautiful, had great landscaping, and it was free, and it was a walk through the park. That's all that we wanted, right?
I didn't mind the zoo, but I was there too long. I just wanted to go and make sure I took a long nap on in the afternoon. That
we didn't get a long
nap. I rise
nap.
And then I fall in the middle of the day, and I need to go to sleep for at least for 15 minutes or it's over for me.
Yeah, and I witnessed the rise and fall of Rob Cesternino.
The rise and fall. And then like the Phoenix.
Oh, yes.
You rise from the ashes.
From the ashes of an afternoon crash.
Your nap.
Here he is. A man who never crashes, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Pretty good. I kind of missed out on Tyson taking me to an animal prison.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen Rachel upset with Tyson before. I'm sure it must happen. I'm sure it happens at some point over the years. But Rachel was really stewing about, you know, another zoo. Really?
Have you ever seen her pleased with me?
I feel like that she's generally pleased with you in the time that I've spent with you.
Tyson loves going to the zoo so he can remind himself that he's at the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
And that all
I
the other
eat,
animals are
I could eat any one of
him.
These animals at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Tyson's like, yes, a good reminder that on this planet, man is God.
No, that's not why. I just figure they're going to be illegal in the future, so I want to just, like, get my fill. Yeah.
Zoos or animals?
Zoos.
Yeah.
Or animals, depending on which party ends up taking over.
Well, remember, there is one future where all the birds have been killed to make way for the flying cars.
There is?
Yeah, remember the guy who came back from time to say that there were no birds in the future?
Oh, my goodness.
Because they were too obnoxious.
For the cars?
Yeah, because they were just smashing into the car. I actually hit a bird with my car the other day.
It
felt really bad.
But it wasn't even a flying car.
No, it wasn't. It was traveled on the roads with wheels. And the bird must have just been having a bad day and flew right out in front of my car. I felt guilty.
Birds
I shouldn't.
Birds.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, no, you can still feel guilty for causing death to one of God's miraculous creatures.
Yeah, it's like creations. If I had hit an uglier creature, I probably wouldn't felt as bad. But birds are
like
pretty
what,
cool.
Like what, a warthog?
warthog would do a lot of damage.
Yeah, that would do a lot of damage. It might anger me enough to back over it.
I'm just, you're, apparently you have a, like a handsome rating for animals.
Of course, everybody does.
Oh, when it comes you're creeping into some real bestial shit, bro.
No, I'm saying we care more about animals that are cute and cuddly than we do ugly ones that are also poisonous.
Okay. So what animal is your most beloved animal, Danny?
Birds a lot. I don't like to see, birds die. That's a real shame because they can fly.
Get into bird watching with me. We could be a bird watching buddies together forever. Maybe
I watch birds all the time, Tyson. I don't need to set time aside specifically for watching birds. I was watching birds build an unwanted nest on my house just this morning.
Before knocking it down?
I did knock it down last night and they were right back at it. But listen, I'm knocking it down before they put the eggs in it. I'm doing them a service.
Yeah, you're making them. Mm-hmm. You're making them work. They're dead now from overexertion.
No, they're not dead. They're building character. I'm building, helping them build character.
Okay. I was called to the scene of that. There was a dead bird on the front yard where my kids play, and they were both hysterical upon finding the dead bird, and I had to come out with the shovel.
Hmm. Did you bury it? Did you give it a proper burial?
I buried it in the garbage can.
Ooh, okay. That's not proper.
That's what I would have done.
I think that...
Well, what kind of bird was it?
It was like a little, like a sparrowy. I couldn't tell you what.
Just a little house bird.
Yeah, a little tiny bird. Okay. And I kind of felt like that it was more of a problem if I was going to dig a hole and bury it. I was concerned about a rat digging it up later on in the evening.
Wait, do you have a rat problem?
We live in the in the
rat
hills
capital
over here, so
rat capital
there's
USA.
A lot of rodent activity in the area.
Okay. Oh, see, rodents are one of those ugly animals that you could murder at will.
Yeah,
and most people, like 99% of the people out there, wouldn't care because it's an ugly, obnoxious species.
But these are like the wild rodents, as opposed to like sewer rodents. Mm.
Oh, so they're better than when you're walking down the streets in New York by all the garbage piles, and there's like
I think that we're
60
sort of like
scattered
in their territory, as opposed to the sewer rodents who are sort of infringing upon civilized society.
Which somehow the whole rodent scene has calmed down. Remember when rats were stealing pizzas and babies stuff? Now it's like the New York finally got their rodent thieving population under control.
I think they doubled down on all the laws against rodents committing crimes.
They cracked down on the press. Yeah. It wasn't they solved the rodent problem. They just stopped stories getting out.
People don't give Trump enough credit for things that he has accomplished. And I think that that should be high on the list of accomplishments.
He has stopped rodent thievery.
Yeah. They said it couldn't be done. They said it couldn't be done.
Big things. He's accomplishing big things.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to our top stories at this hour. So much to get to here today. And we have to start where all of the news media and all the people of the world are focused on the new controversy over the name change of IHOP. Mm-hmm. To IHOB. This was sort of like in the offing last week, Danny, where it was that the IHOP was going to change it to B, and nobody knew what the B stood for.
Oh, everybody knew what the B stood for.
I thought it might be breakfast.
No, it meant burgers.
Well, we know that now.
No, I knew
obviously
that.
Obviously, in hindsight, you're going to get it right, Danny.
You sense it. Yeah. Some people thought
breakfast.
So you
were saying for sure burger. I thought
for sure burger.
I thought that's breakfast. Because pancakes are a breakfast food, but there's more breakfast foods than just pancakes.
No, mm-hmm. I knew it was burger.
Pancakes are breakfast food, but not all breakfast food are.
I can always sense a hot meat meal in the future, and I just sense that it was a burger. Okay. I just knew it, Tyson.
All right,
inside.
So let's talk this through. Do we like the name change, Tyson?
A, I hate it, and B, is it some type of joke? Like, is it a stunt that it's going to be IHOP in like a week?
Yeah, it's a stunt for sure.
Did they change the signs?
I think it's
did they change the signs?
I had thought, at some point yesterday they were going to say, "Psych, we do have burgers now, but we're not really changing the name." But I think
because that's all they'd need to do.
I think it's gone too far.
That is what they're going to do. They're going to just change it here in a month. Or in the fall.
And go back? I think it's we've crossed the point of no return.
No, listen, if they change the signs on their buildings, it's permanent. But if they keep the signs on their buildings IHOP, then it's just temporary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if they keep the name on the signs to IHOP, but their corporation is now known as IHOB. I think that's fine, too.
I don't get this, that to change the name from International House of Pancakes to International House of Burgers, I would say that pancakes was probably the third least objectionable word in International House of Pancakes. I would have changed house before I changed that. It's not a house.
To
nobody
what?
Lives there.
Restaurant, IHOB.
I would have changed international. I would have gone with American House of Pancakes. I think they could have put a flag out front, get people excited about coming to the American House of Pancakes. Mm-hmm. International House of Burgers? What is that?
Domestic building of pancakes, D-bop.
D-bop.
I tweeted yesterday. I said, hey, you want to serve burgers? How about incredible hamburgers or pancakes? Why don't you change the acronym and then you don't have to change the sign, Tyson?
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. Incredible hamburgers. How about IHOA? Incredible Hamburgers of America.
Well, then you are changing the acronym again.
Oh, I don't care.
Rob's deal was not having to change the acronym, so then people can let it mean whatever.
Signage.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a joke. It's going to come back.
I don't think it's a joke. I think it's the horse is out of the barn.
No, it is. It's just a publicity stunt, and it's worked. Everybody is talking about it. It was the only thing. I mean, who cares what's going on in Singapore right now? It was all about IHOB. That was the most important news of the week.
Now, I recently went to breakfast at an IHOP last week with my family. And I have to say that overall, the experience was lackluster.
Well, you don't go. You go to IHOP in places like Denny's.
The
to
food was
people
fine.
Watch.
It was really just going to breakfast with my family. That was really the thorn in my side there.
Oh, well, you go to have breakfast in the afternoon, but also to just watch people you don't normally associate with. The people who fly budget airlines also eat there.
Yeah. Tyson, Denny's or IHOP?
I have to pick one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not meaning that I want to pick both, meaning that I'd rather pick neither, but I probably IHOP.
Let's go Denny's. What about you, Danny?
No, IHOP. It's got the cleaner look.
Yeah,
inside.
It does have
it's
a
all blue
look.
And
cleaner
white
look inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, Denny's hasn't been Denny's have not been updated since 1980.
Yeah, Denny's actually came out with blue and white furniture as well, but due to all the smoking in the 70s, it's all been tainted.
But I feel like
it's all orange and brown
a little
now.
Bit more.
Yeah, orange.
Denny's feels a little bit more like a throwback to me. I'm not sure what International House of Pancakes feels like.
Yeah, but if you're going to go to a throwback, you may as well go to like a local trucker cafe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I go to Cracker Barrel. Side. Cracker Barrel is like the Four Seasons of breakfast joints, I feel like.
Okay. Well,
Cracker Barrel's the Four Seasons of breakfast joints?
I think so.
Have you been to the Four Seasons for breakfast?
Yes, I have.
Now, do we know anything about what is so special about an IHOP burger, Tyson?
I think there's probably nothing special. I imagine it's a soft-boiled hamburger patty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say soft-boiled?
Yeah, so it's nice and gray on the outside instead of like charred. It's just what I'm picturing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're steak burgers, if I read that correctly.
So ground steak?
Yeah, I want to say that they are
just
steak
a slab
burgers.
Of steak, a steak sandwich, or a
don't
steak.
No, didn't really look into it that
burger.
Much. I was reading about it was in an article about this next story Rob wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I jumped on the headline about what Wendy's was saying more than what they were serving.
Yes. Mm. What did Wendy's have to say? Because now it seems like every other chain restaurant has come out.
Oh, Wendy's burned them hard.
Oh, so hard.
Everybody is burning IHOB.
Yeah. Everybody's burning IHOB.
Where did Wendy's kick things off, Danny?
So without looking at the article and not getting this verbatim, they had a great tweet that said, why would you get a burger at a place that can't do pancakes or something along those lines? I'm sure.
Oh,
we'll,
this is what happened.
Yeah.
A guy
pancakes
said,
too hard.
A guy asked Wendy's to weigh in on it or like, oh, you're being silent or something about what's happening. And Wendy's got on and said, why would we be worried about a restaurant that found pancakes too difficult.
Too difficult.
Yeah. And then Moon Pie got on.
Yes.
Moon Pie. Yes.
And Pop Tarts. They both got on to mock IHOB.
Moon Pie, I've seen those at gas stations. That's the only way I know them. I haven't had a Moon Pie before, but who are they to jump into this conversation?
Right.
Oh, let's, here we go. It looks like we're getting some stuff from everybody.
Yes.
I think Burger King changed their logo on Facebook to Pancake King. And then Red Robin tweeted, "We're as serious about pancakes as IHOB is about burgers."
Yeah. Now, okay, this is, all well and good. But Danny, do we have to start to discuss the fact that all these other fast food chains bullying IHOB?
Cyberbullying.
IHOB wants to identify as IHOB.
I think
isn't
if you're going to...
Isn't that their right?
Yeah, but listen... If you're going to walk up to somebody and slap them in the face, they have the right to punch you back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go in and just be like, "We're the burger guys now."
Why are
now.
They slapping? If I
we're the burger guys
I,
now.
I want to pursue what makes me happy, which is burgers. Why well, what do these if, other fast food chains have to say something?
Well, let me put you through a hypothetical that's never happened to you ever. Let's say I'm a former Survivor contestant, and I'm like, you know what's a neat and new idea? If I podcasted about Survivor, nobody's doing it. I could get on and I could do this.
Sure.
How would that make you feel?
Well, why do they say nobody's doing it?
Well, because that's their original idea that they came up with all on their own.
If they say that the thing in life that would make me happy is to podcast about Survivor, then I'd say, you know, have at it. Have at it. Anybody can start it. It's hard to keep it going.
The thing to realize is that the really good high-end hamburger people, they don't have to weigh in. They don't have to get down in the gutter with IHOP.
Like the Four Seasons.
Didn't say anything.
Yeah, like the people who are confident in their place in the hamburger world, they don't need to say anything.
So you're saying the Smash Burgers, the Five Guys.
Exactly. They know they're safe.
Yeah,
because they make $12 hamburgers that people pay for, and so they're not worried.
Oh my God.
But
$12 all day, every
you'll
day
notice
for
like
a Smash Burger.
Yeah, Moon Pie, Wendy's, Burger King, they're all kind of in the same sphere. They're all probably trying to get the same group of people to come eat at their restaurant.
No, they're not, because Wendy's has a drive-thru. Anyone who has a drive-thru is not competing with IHOB.
I don't know. I think they're all competing. I think when you're looking at, like, where can you go eat late at night? You're like, well, we could go to IHOP. We could go to Wendy's. I don't know about Burger King. These are all late night joints. And so they are competing. And so they're like, yeah, well, let's just go to IHOP. They also have hamburgers now. Now you can get your pancakes.
They've always had hamburgers.
Oh, well then I've never gotten one. I didn't even know they had hamburgers.
That's why they changed this for people like you.
Okay, so then for me, they're exactly the kind of person that they're trying to reach
they
with
just
this
got you.
Campaign. They just got me.
Should we go there tonight for hamburgers?
If I was a 21-year-old college student, then now I'm like, oh, we can get hamburgers at IHOP as well. No need to go to Wendy's late at night.
Yes. Well, here's the problem now. Now that everybody knows they have hamburgers, they're just opening themselves up to be robbed by the Hamburglar.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. They should have kept it a secret. With all those tasty hamburgers, dude, the Hamburglar's coming straight for them.
A couple other thoughts about this. Is IHOB anti-pancake now?
No. They just realized that the only people making pancakes better than them is McDonald's.
McDonald's has better pancakes than IHOB.
I don't know. I am not a pancake guy.
You're not a pancake guy. See, I got into it
with
Steve.
Oh my gosh, I love pancakes.
On Twitter yesterday, he said, "Oh, I thought you were anti-pancake." I thought because I mocked Steven when we were in Texas that he like had to go drive somewhere to go get pancakes. I said, "No, I think basically it's hard to get a bad pancake. Go to any diner in the entire world, and the pancakes are all the same." I mean,
which is why Wendy's makes fun of them. Using that kind of line of reasoning. Like, people who found pancakes too hard to make are going to make burgers.
Yeah. I said, hard to find a bad pancake. And somebody's like, well, you should go to the cafeteria at my school. All right, we're not talking about cafeterias. We're talking about at restaurants.
Wait, who goes to school?
somebody on Twitter that was antagonizing me.
Okay.
But
well, school's a dead end
road. Pancake is fine. It really comes down to what the syrup is and with the other, you know.
Yeah, you just need 100% real Canadian maple syrup, right?
Right.
I mean, you can commit Canadian or Vermont. Either one is going to be fine.
Now, Danny, what do you think about this idea that there are some out there, some marketing experts that say this was a brilliant move for IHOB because it doesn't matter that the name is so bad. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, it's like it is a brilliant move
of restaurant rebranding.
Yeah, all of a sudden people are remembering they can go and eat at IHOB.
IHOB.
They're accomplishing what Broga tried to accomplish, but fizzled out immediately.
Okay. Tyson, let's get our predictions down here, okay? At what point does IHOB now file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy? Give us a date.
Oh, man. So you think they were kind of on the...
Hail Mary.
You think this was a Hail Mary for them?
Yes.
You think they were on the brink of destruction?
Yes.
Man, I don't know, because the IHOP that I used to go to once in a while always seemed kind of busy, but it was always Sunday morning, and there wasn't a lot of stuff open on Sunday.
Right.
Look, they're not, Rob, you're not in your lifetime.
Not in my lifetime.
No, I don't think so. Maybe in your twilight years, they start to close them down.
Or they change it to something else like... International House of Fake Meats.
Or sex toys or
tacos.
Whatever is popular at that
tacos.
Time. IHOT. Yeah, that's a good
sexy
one.
Sexy too.
Yeah. IHOT is sexy. They should have done taco route. And I'm going to tell you right now, without looking at their menu, they probably have tacos.
They should switch to IHOT, buy a bunch of those URLs from Toys R Us, and then mix tacos with pleasure and just do an all-around thing. Yeah.
IHOT.
International.
I hot, you hot?
Tacos might make some sense because it could be like, you know, tacos are not necessarily native to the United States of America.
You know what you could make? You could make a breakfast taco using pancakes.
Taco Bell already did one out of waffles.
Oh. Is that what they did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out of waffles.
Oh, waffles. So I'm going to pancakes.
Yeah.
The same batter.
No.
Okay. Will any other restaurants follow suit in this, and not just like joking around on Twitter, like when Netflix tweeted, be right back, about to change our names to Netflib.
They should change it to nothing to watch.
Netflix should maybe hire a new social media person.
Right. Like, could KFC decide that they want to get out of the chicken business, Danny?
I think that what we're seeing here is IHOP looking at Wendy's and Burger King and Taco Bell, Burger who Cream. All have great social media. Like, how often do we talk about Burger King and
Sometimes.
Some of those other restaurants? Quite often, because they do these crazy things.
Yeah, but
they get them attention, and they're like, "Oh, and Domino's." We have a story about Domino's. They're out there constantly getting attention by doing wild and wacky things, and this is just IHOP's first attempt.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we have more news to come. Tyson, are you still saying that this is a prank?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think that 1 week's time we will come back and IHOP?
Well, I don't know if it's exactly 1 week's time. I think there's...
No. It's just going to be the fade out.
The sign's never going to change. The IHOP signs are never going to change.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're going to say they're going to do it, and then it's never going to happen.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. I think it was also bad timing. I think that Father's Day is coming up this weekend. I think a lot of families go out, take dad out to breakfast. I think you're less likely to take dad out to breakfast at International House of Burgers.
Well, unless you're getting a breakfast burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad's getting a breakfast burger. He's a real man.
I had a breakfast burger once. Oh, God.
You're still recovering from it?
Yeah.
Isn't that the McGriddle is? It's a type of breakfast burger.
But this had hamburger meat on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hamburger that I ate.
Legitimate. Yeah.
It was a hamburger I ate at breakfast time.
That makes you feel guilty the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I even tweeted about it. I remember tweeting about it, and I wrote, I'm having a hamburger for breakfast. Finally, my transformation is complete. And Rob actually responded and said, your transformation into what? And I wrote, my transformation into a guy that eats hamburgers for breakfast.
Yeah, that's hardcore. I've had an egg on a hamburger during the day, but never a hamburger on my eggs in the morning.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Can't handle that. All right. Let's talk about something productive that another fast food chain is working on. And let's see if you guys are skeptical about this. Domino's Pizza has decided that they are going to do a new promotion where they are offering to fix all of the potholes in a local community. You can vote to see if your town should be the recipient of Domino's Pizza coming in and filling in all of your town's potholes, Tyson.
I love it. I think it's so great because Domino's is synonymous with pizza delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, a lot of times they use the public roads to deliver those pizzas to their delivery posts. So I think that this is genius on their part. The picture of the truck is all logoed up with Domino's. I think they need to start rolling out and doing it in more communities because I think this is going to benefit them.
Okay.
And after they fill the pothole, they spray paint a little thing.
Yeah,
the Domino's logo.
They don't need to tag.
And it says, oh, yes. Oh, yes, we did, is what it says.
I don't mind that because whoever's responsible for the streets isn't doing their job if there's big old potholes like that. So if Domino's wants to come in and fix them for free and spray paint their logo on it, do it.
Yes. Okay. This is an interesting idea. You know, instead of doing something stupid that we'd be talking about, looks like they're doing something productive. Do we want Domino's Pizza paving the roads, Tyson? Do we have any idea if they're qualified to do this?
I'm assuming the people they hire to do it and drive the trucks around are qualified.
Right.
I just wonder if this is like a Mussolini-like tactic, like we get you to your house without potholes on time. Type of a thing, and then before you know it, we're all bending a knee to Lord Domino
to the Noid
because he kept the streets smooth, and that was enough for us to appreciate his service and vote him into office.
Yeah,
Adric for life on Twitch said, I would eat the stuff they use to fill the potholes before I would eat a Domino's pizza.
Should they be filling the potholes with pizza, Tyson?
I think
the rodents. I think that there's a rodent.
Yeah, you'd be hitting a lot of birds if they filled the potholes with pizza debris.
Danny, is this a solution to our country's infrastructure issues? Should more companies be stepping up and just working on fixing our roads and bridges and mass transit systems?
Here's the interesting thing. There are stories that pop up occasionally of an individual or a community taking responsibility and filling the potholes themselves and then getting in trouble by the local government. So I wonder what kind of sweet deal Domino's has that allows them to go out and do this without getting in trouble, because I don't think that people are encouraged to take pothole filling into their own hands.
Hmm. Yeah, we used to have a guy in one of my old neighborhoods that would take a bag of gravel around and just fill all the potholes up with gravel in our neighborhood.
Yes. And what happened to him?
I mean, eventually the gravel gets pushed out of those holes and then it just accumulates in somewhere else. So
well, now he's got a pair of cement boots in Utah Lake.
Do you think that to hold all the gravel in place might be mozzarella cheese?
I mean, for a time. Yeah, but probably not in the heat.
No, the heat's
not in Phoenix.
In the winter, it's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
In Phoenix, if you fill a pothole with cheese, that's
it'll
just
bubble.
Called a nacho dip.
Fondue.
That's
queso.
Fondue. Yeah, queso.
It's actually too hot. It would burn. The cheese would probably burn.
Yes. Even if you put the pizza box top on there,
then it wouldn't burn. Then it would be queso.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be better than just like a big hole in the street.
Yeah. So you're saying fill it with cheese and then put the box on top of the cheese?
Yes. Yes. And some of those things that hold like the pizza from getting crushed.
Well, I think what they're doing with the asphalt is just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, now, how will they decide, Danny, on which town is going to get their potholes filled? Is it whoever has, like, the saddest story or the worst streets or the most votes?
Or the most order, Domino's orders.
Oh, you have to eat the most pizza.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking would happen. I'm reading the story right now.
And Tyson,
you can nominate your own town.
You can nominate your town, yes.
Yeah, it's a nomination. Yeah. And then if selected, their city will receive funds to help repair roads. So I don't know if Domino's is that. They show the truck and they show this little logo, but it sounds like the city is getting money to repair roads.
Okay, so Domino's is not actually coming into your city.
Yeah, and that's kind of a dangerous route to take because Domino's might give your city the funds to repair roads, but your city might spend that on prostitutes and blow.
No, you mean your city's
definitely going to spend it on prostitutes and blow.
Yeah.
So, I think Facebook gave like $400 million to a school district in New Jersey, and I don't think any of the $400 million went to any schools.
Yeah, they're still using the textbooks from 1980.
So, this sounds like a bad idea. If Domino's was in control,
right,
with their actual trucks and they got their own people out there, I think this would be a great idea. But giving the money to a local government to do it is a terrible idea because they all have budget problems. They all have mistresses to pay off, and it's just not the money's not going to end up filling holes. Well, it's going to end up filling the wrong holes.
Just roll around naked in cash.
Yeah,
Tyson. Should the Domino's pizza delivery guy learn how to fix potholes, and that way, when he's not delivering pizza, he's just scoping out the neighborhood looking for other potholes to fill.
No,
and they say, "Hey, Jimmy, get back here. We got one." And then he goes and picks up the pizza.
Yes.
No. No, I like all my Domino's drivers, but when I look at them, I know they are not getting paid enough to do anything beyond driving a pizza to my house and then driving back.
Yeah, so but you don't think driving around, a relaxing drive looking for potholes is more pleasurable than...
My drivers rarely look relaxed, especially if they're a little bit late. They look highly stressed. They don't have time, especially on a Friday or a Saturday, to look for potholes to fill.
Oh, that's cruel. You order pizza on Friday and Saturday.
I know. I don't. Liz does. Yell at her.
Okay.
Why? What's I'll give you her number. Pizza on Friday or Saturday. Isn't that the best day to order pizza?
It's chaos.
It's chaos, bro. Those guys are just like overwhelmed to the max.
Yeah, and they got to deal with potholes also on the roads.
In most cities, yeah.
Well, I was all for this idea until I found out they're just giving money to people. And now I'm like, nope.
Give money to us.
Yeah. Give the money back to the customers, to the drivers. Don't give any money to the local governments to
We could take the money. I mean, we just did a whole piece on Domino's.
Yeah, we deserve at least some pothole money.
Should IHOP have decided to keep their name IHOP and change the P to potholes, and they could have taken this idea?
If they would have known about the Domino's thing before they changed their name, yes.
Mm-hmm. Could have jumped in and got ahead of this.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of things that can be fixed, not just potholes. Obviously, like making parks look better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If I had time to think, there's a lot of opportunities for corporations to go out and fix the community.
Tyson.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
I mean... They still just keep doing their shady dealings like they've been doing.
What shady dealings?
Dude, they are not a Pizza Hut. They do not sell pizza at Pizza Hut. Maybe they do, but there's something else going on. How is Pizza Hut still in business? Do you know anybody that goes to Pizza Hut? Who orders from Pizza Hut? Nobody knows anybody who eats Pizza Hut pizza, and yet it still exists.
Just because you live in a pizza bubble, Tyson, doesn't mean that
times in the last 10 years have you eaten Pizza Hut?
Look, I'm part of your bubble. I'm part of your pizza bubble.
Rob, how many times in the last 10 years have you eaten Pizza Hut?
Not many. Not many.
I did.
Maybe
once.
That's why we're friends.
I ordered it once as a joke after we talked about nobody eating Pizza Hut on the podcast like 2 years ago.
See, I would not want to order delivery from Pizza Hut, but I would eat at a Pizza Hut.
You would?
Yeah.
No, you
actually
wouldn't.
That's
because
true.
Because rather than go out to eat at Pizza Hut, you would rather just order at Domino's and stay home.
Last time I had Pizza Hut, I did eat it at the restaurant in Moab, Tyson. I actually do remember that. That was
really?
A long time
Instead
ago.
Instead of Pizza J's?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember why. Maybe that wasn't open, or maybe I was just didn't want to look around. But yeah, I do remember eating there, and there was nobody else there.
Let's hear from the Twitch users. Who's the Pizza Hut guy? We got one Pizza Hut guy here. Pizza Hut or Domino's? Tell us.
Robopeka. Yeah.
One word. Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Yeah. I think that Domino's might be better on the delivery, but I think I'd rather eat in the Pizza Hut.
So you think that Pizza Hut pizza is more delicious?
I think when it's all things considered.
Right there. Yeah, when you're just out of the oven.
Yeah. The, you know, not bad. They give you that bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Because I'm not as much of a pizza snob as Tyson.
Yeah, it sounds like
no,
Tyson's
I'm not
got
a
real problem.
I'm not a snob. I'm just saying a lot of people, I don't know a lot of people who eat Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe Pizza Hut can do a PR stunt and change your mind.
Yeah, and they have like, here are all the people that eat Pizza Hut. What's your problem, Tyson?
There are quite a few people that are saying Pizza Hut, but there's also a few, quite a few people saying Domino's. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is more than I thought. I always just assumed they were doing money laundering for the mafia through the Pizza Huts.
That's a common assumption, but no, that is not true.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about a story that I think is going to probably, I think it's going to upset Tyson about a woman has won $100,000 in the Virginia lottery.
Why her?
The numbers that she saw in a Chinese fortune cookie.
I actually like this story because you always get those numbers and you're like, that's bullshit. But now this lady has a new religion too.
Oh, yep, Chinese cookie like, religion.
Yeah, Chinese cookie religion. She's like, it's all coming from God.
Yes.
Praise be the cookie. Now,
incredible.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Incredible, but it's kind of like you win the lottery with numbers from a fortune cookie, but how did she only win $100,000, Tyson?
Because she didn't win the big lottery or she didn't get all the numbers correct.
Oh, is that what's going on here? Or is it the five-number lottery?
Well... No,
it's called the Lottery Cash 5 game. So
see, it's a state lottery. So yeah, the prize was probably $100,000.
In New York, they call this one the Take 5.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, but
so you answered your own question.
Yeah, so she got the five numbers in the fortune cookie. No mention in the article about what the numbers were. What do you think, Tyson?
What do I think they were?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to guess off the top of my head, probably 3, 17, 22.
If Tyson could guess what they are, he should be playing the lottery a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think this is a true story, Tyson?
I thought about it and I thought, if I won the lottery, that would be hilarious to say that you got it off the back of a fortune cookie. So if this woman has a sense of humor, there's a very good chance that it is not true.
Danny, do you think that this could just be the Chinese food lobby with some fake news here?
Yeah, they're like, we know nobody eats the cookies, but everybody likes opening them up to
Ying
see what's
Chang
in there.
Imports.
Yeah, so I actually opened up a fortune cookie on Sunday for my five-year-old, and it said that he was going to be super rich.
Hmm.
Growing up, so now I got to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, now I got to see what he's doing. I actually got a couple "You're Gonna Be Rich" cookies before Survivor.
Yeah.
So basically, what we've proven here between your story and hers is that they are true.
Okay.
They're the most.
You should use fortune cookies to guide all your decisions.
They're the
in
most
life.
Direct forms of revelation humans have on Earth.
Yeah. Fortune cookie numbers.
A fortune cookie is the mouthpiece of God.
Do you think that maybe she owes the fortune cooking company some money?
Should she tip the driver from the Chinese restaurant?
I mean, probably, but only if it's a true story, because she still could be BSing us, because I could see her joking about that. I could see her saying, no, like I would, dude, if I won, I don't know, $200 million from the lottery. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what numbers did you choose? I would be like, the numbers of the beast or the fortune cookie numbers or something ridiculous where people are like, what? Wait, what?
I like the scripture math that you, the Bible mathematics. I just worked out a formula using the Old Testament that provided me with the numbers necessary.
I cross-referenced it to the New Testament.
Yeah. Danny, do you think that fortune cookies are trying to rebrand? And instead of like they will tell you your fortune, you could win a fortune when you eat these cookies.
That's risky because after a million people don't win anything. It's easier to give some vague interpretation of the future because then the people can kind of, like my son, like let's say he grows up and makes slightly more than the average income. He could technically say that fortune cookie was correct. Or even if he doesn't, he could say it's correct because he's wealthier than somebody in a town in Africa. So you got to keep it kind of vague. You don't want to offer specifics.
Yeah.
Okay.
The numbers are just like, these are your lucky numbers for the week. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the lottery. They could be lucky somewhere else and you just misplaced them.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great tactic.
So it could be like Danny's lucky number is like 2.
69.
So he sets his Swedish penis pump to 69, 69, 69, 69, and his penis explodes.
Oh, no.
And then it ends up like, no, those were the lottery numbers.
What a scenario.
That was
what a world I live in.
Danny.
That was actually the winning keto for the week.
Never set your pump that high. That's just crazy talk.
Let's talk about an even scarier story than that. We have the story. This is a harrowing tale of a woman who broke up with a man after he attended exorcism. And was followed home by the ghost of a 7-foot-tall circus ringmaster.
That is a terrifying ghost.
Do you think it's from the late, great Barnum and Bailey's or the Ringling Brothers?
That's a very specific ghost, too. A 7-foot circus ringmaster.
I feel like
you
can do the history on that and find who specifically it is.
I think he had an unpleasant experience with a clown as a child.
Yeah. Okay. Why did this man attend an exorcism, Tyson? Ed Booker.
He's a fan of the exorcisms. He's a fan of the, is it supernatural? Is that what you would call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the occult, apparently.
The real question is, why in this picture, in this article, is he holding the world's smallest flashlight and what appears to be a stud finder for finding studs in the wall?
That might be like one of...
That's a counter.
That's how he identifies ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's set specifically to find 7-foot ringmaster circus clown.
Yeah, boy, this is the guy this is Ed Booker here on the Twitch channel. His health went rapidly downhill and unexplainable things were happening in this report from the UK Mirror. He says that the word die was scrawled on the inside of his windows, and he even was able to snap this image where you can see a silhouette of the menacing figure, Danny.
The silhouette.
If most you lighten up your screens really light, you can see something standing in the back there. So what happened was, he is a fan of exorcisms and he's a ghost hunter. Okay. And he went to an exorcism of a house. And apparently after they exorcised the house, he got followed home by this menacing ringmaster.
And I can see why this guy looks like the perfect kind of person to just follow home and troll as a ghost. Yes. Look at him. He's like everyone's ideal victim in most circumstances.
If you had to choose a victim, if there were a scenario where you had to be a bully and there was no other choice, like let's say like you were a prisoner of war and they were like, you have to bully somebody, and you're like, I'll choose this guy. Is that what you're saying, Danny?
Yeah, he's ideal. He's great fodder for ghost terrorizing.
Okay. So, whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, step right up to the haunting of Ed Booker. We're here. We're staying, Ed. I'm 7 foot tall and I'm from your nightmares. You thought you could exorcise me. You can't.
They said that he...
this ring. It's the girl from the ring.
Sonora?
That was good, Rob.
What was her name? They said that the guy even came up like really close to his face and had like rotten teeth and a top hat and stuff.
Yeah.
So he could, he could just be an English gentleman. What he's described as an English gentleman.
Yeah, I don't hear a circus ringmaster. I just hear an English gentleman from the Victorian era.
Yeah.
Now, his girlfriend, Donna Hall, allegedly she was attacked and pinned down by the spirit.
Oh, and he had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the story you tell the cops.
Yeah.
It wasn't me, it was this ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this demon's been following me around.
Yes. You don't think she dumped this guy because he is the member of a ghost hunting group, right, Tyson?
Well, I mean, if he was a part of this ghost hunting group for a long time and she knew about it, then we'd have to look further. But if he's new to the ghost hunting scene, that could have definitely been the soul.
Tyson, how much Damascus steel is in his closet?
This dude,
critical to any exorcism,
spends all of his extra income on Damascus steel weapons.
And the Damascus steel crucifix they need to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes. Maybe a katana or two.
Yes.
I think he's a Chinese star guy, I think.
Danny, you don't think that his girlfriend broke up with him because of his incredibly small flashlight, do you?
No. There was nothing in their past or in his demeanor that led to the breakup. It was all demon spirits. Mm-hmm. None of this is his fault. It's all demon spirits.
This is the mirror. So are we certain that this is a 100% factual story?
Tyson, how can you question it?
Not a credible news source?
I mean, didn't they cover the Breatharians?
Yeah.
Tyson.
I mean, they've reported on it.
Tyson, these brave journalists at the mirror are reporting on things other news agencies won't even touch.
Refuse. They're too big a coward to bring to the masses.
Yeah.
They're the telling us the truth when others refuse. Okay.
Yeah.
And exactly. Yeah.
I believe you, Danny.
All right.
You've never steered me wrong before.
Never.
Ed, in addition to waking up with odd scratches, he says that he is now afraid to sleep in his own bedroom, Danny.
So, but other rooms in the house are okay?
I'm not sure. I think he's looking for somebody to go live with.
Ah, yes. That's going to play well on Craigslist.
Do you think this is going to be a movie soon?
I think so.
Because that's actually terrifying. If there really is a 7-foot ringmaster with rotten teeth and a top hat, all...
Does it sound like a ringmaster? Because it says it's dressed all in black. Is that what wouldn't a ringmaster wear something a little bit more colorful?
Yeah, but not a demonic ringmaster.
He abused the animals, Danny.
I'm picturing, when you say this, I'm picturing the evil dude on Box Trolls.
Box Trolls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
What's that?
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Is that like Krull?
No, it's a dark movie. animated British movie from, like, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Okay. All right, another sad story to report. There are McDonald's customers in the UK. The UK is really another hotbed for lots of news.
It's the Florida of the world.
They just have the most... they have a press that is really getting to the bottom of these stories.
Yeah, like we said, our press
is another reputable news source. Yeah.
The Sun. And they have great names like The Mirror. They're holding a mirror up to society.
The Sun, The Mirror, and The Daily Mail. They've got all the good stories.
Yeah.
They are saying about how the McDonald's toilet rule, I think they've gone the opposite direction of Starbucks here in the U.S., where they're saying that's for customers only. And there are some McDonald's customers that have had to did not make it, Tyson. They had a accident.
Yeah, well, is it because of McDonald's or is it because the customers have weak bladders after too much sexual activity?
Too much sexual activity.
What?
Huh?
You know, I was thinking this last story we talked about had a little bit of R. Kelly in it because he knows how to deal with ghosts, and so does this story.
So what are you saying? You're saying if somebody would have just peed on somebody's face, then it would have just been, another thing, but because
only
they peed
with
their
consent.
Pants? It's,
I like this. By the way, I like this.
I don't mind it either. So there's what McDonald's is doing is they put a code to the bathroom on the receipt from your food.
Right.
So no longer... 10, 15 years ago, you knew that you could go into a McDonald's or a Starbucks and always use their restroom anywhere in the world. And that was their thing. And now they're getting away from it, which is a little misleading and a little sad because there's last time I was in Europe, there's not a lot of public restrooms to just use. I mean, as a man, you can just pee wherever you want. But as a woman, if you need to take a dump, well, it is true. Do you know how many buildings I peed on in Europe? I own most of those buildings now.
Just to say it's easier for a man to urinate in public. Sure. Maybe a little bit more acceptable. Doesn't make it right. But I also want to point out that they say customers are pissy.
And also, I'm pleading the fifth here. I probably didn't pee on a ton.
They're saying that customers are pissing themselves, but they're talking about 1 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And that is hardly an epidemic of public urination. It's just one kid. My 3-year-old urinates herself on a daily basis.
Yes.
Every day.
If I took her to a McDonald's, she would urinate herself for sure.
Out of excitement or what?
No, just because they're a kid and they're terrible at holding it and knowing how long they can hold it. They haven't really worked up the muscles to hold it for very long. So one person peed their pants. And now the headline is, everyone's doing it.
I've got an idea for the sloth terrarium, okay? We're going to open up a store and it's just going to be public restrooms. Okay.
No.
Why are you out already, Danny?
Because end up being a drug den, and a prostitution den. It's just, you make a space like that public and people take advantage of it.
It's not public. You have to pay. With the public restrooms that would keep out all of the riffraff. What do you think? But like a Hertz rent-a-car kiosk also?
You need to do something. Yeah. Something where you would draw law enforcement in. I know it would be cliche and probably not work, but like a donut shop. Like, let's say donuts were really what lured police officers in. If you had something
so
like that.
Public
free coffee
public restrooms.
A coffee shop that gives free coffee to police officers.
Yes.
How about this? A public restroom, you give permission to use all the image and the likeness of your image in any of their advertising. And that would scare off enough people, or that there's cameras operating at all times pointed directly at your junk.
How about this? How about public restrooms, but we're just airing like 3 TV screens of commercials at people in the bathroom. Like, it's all like flat panel. It's all glass, but there's TV behind the glass, and we're just blaring a ton of commercials at you.
The glass is going to get scratched to hell in the first couple weeks. Spray painted.
No volume control.
Yeah, people are just going to wreck them. That's what happens.
People are going to break through that glass and into the TV.
What you need to do is provide the service, but create a barrier that is so offensive to most people that only the really desperate people who have to go would be willing to endure it to go in.
So,
yeah. Let's say you're pumping in the smells from a pig farm.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Or your face will be videotaped the entire time and broadcast on the outside of the public bathroom.
Yeah.
The entire time you're in there.
That would be pretty good because then you get people's poop faces.
Poop faces, yep.
Right. Maybe then the video is deleted upon the inspection of the facility. So
yeah.
Gorfamus on Twitch said Tim Hortons is ahead of the game. People can poop anywhere they want.
Oh my gosh. That video of that woman pooping in the Tim Hortons was one of the most disturbing videos I've seen of 2008.
But are you on her side or not?
No, I'm not on the side of anyone who craps into their hand on command and chucks it at another human being.
But it was only because she was turtle-heading because they wouldn't allow her to use the restroom.
I don't care. If you poop in your hand, I will, first of all, never shake that hand. I don't even want to be in the same room. She did it on command, right into her hand, threw it, and then what? It was just, no, she's done.
I've been rushing around to find bathrooms before and had no luck and gone into places and been like, I got to go. And they're like, come into the back to the employee restroom.
That's very nice. I just felt like that lady, she was insane. Mm-hmm. Who does that?
The story was that she would be in there routinely also.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but if somebody really, 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 really has to go and they know there's a bathroom there and somebody's just not letting them use it, mm-hmm. then that's inappropriate.
Okay. Let's talk.
That's a form of abuse.
I guess.
Yeah.
You guess? Danny, have you never watched the Seinfeld episode where George had to pee in the public parking lot?
Dude, if you worked in a place where people were abusing bathroom privileges, making
a
mess,
problem,
and you had to clean it,
that's
then
why
you would
McDonald's
also stop
and Starbucks is cracking down.
No, Starbucks has gone the other way.
Parking garage.
Starbucks now lets anyone come in and do it. McDonald's here is going the opposite way and reducing the number of people who can go into just
Starbucks is allowing more people.
Yeah. House of bathrooms.
There you go.
They would be applauded today.
The thing is that you get more business when you allow people. Sure, you're going to get the riffraff that come in, but you're also going to get more business because there's been times where I've run into like a Starbucks or a McDonald's and used the bathroom and been like, I feel guilty not buying something right now.
How about
this?
Two bathrooms at the restaurant, customer bathroom, and then a non-paying customer bathroom. And the non-paying customer bathroom, it works, but you'd
all
really,
the stalls
you'd
are,
rather go to the customer bathroom.
Yeah, all this. How about the one has no locking door,
right,
and all the toilets
just
are out in the
like
open
one
like
of those
prison.
Saloon doors on the stall.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I like it. I like that. There you go.
Customer
you,
bathroom.
You figured it out.
Customer bathroom.
You figured it out.
There you go.
That's incredible. In the customer bathroom, you have to use the code.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Believe
it's
me.
It's nice.
You'd
Tyson's in there
it.
Offering you a little.
And here's the thing
clone.
Is that your code from your receipt, then they can track it to your credit card number. So if you do any damage in the bathroom, mm-hmm.
yeah, they know
they
it was
can
you.
Then charge
they
it.
Know it was you.
Yeah, they know it's you.
Gorfamus in the chat says it's the Greyhound of bathrooms. That's the non-customer bathroom.
Yeah, the Greyhound bathroom.
I mean,
yeah,
and you can even Greyhound in there if you want. Do a little Greyhound in on the side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's basically a prison bathroom.
It's a free for all.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about.
So you think that they're going to be making prison wine in one of the toilets at all times?
No, but the other great thing about the public bathroom is that at night the employees just push a button and it's purged by fire or water, and just all goes down a drain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Super easy for the employees.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about this story, Danny, about how I didn't realize that this was a thing, but there are several cities that are cracking down on roadside lemonade stands, but one business is stepping up.
Yep. I know that Tyson was thinking, how can I earn some extra money this summer?
I'm always thinking that,
right?
Actually.
Lemonade stands.
With a porta potty.
Yeah,
with some bathrooms in the back. Make sure you provide those bathrooms.
Customers and non-customers.
But you got to be careful because a lot of places will crack down on you if you don't have the right permits, the right licensing, the right, you know, the proper health code certifications. And if you get busted, Tyson, Country Time will help pay for your fine. You might be a little old. You might be able to get Bergen out there in order to get the permit.
Okay.
But they will help pay your fines if you get busted
love this
with
idea.
Your lemonade mm-hmm. stand.
I love this idea. I think what they need is they need like a superhero Country Time guy, like with a cape on, to come and be like, I will pay your fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's the rules. You need to be the parent of a child 14 or younger. So that works.
Okay. Okay.
And they will cover fines up to $300 per child.
Hmm.
Well, how much is a regular fine for that, though? Because if the fine is $8 trillion, that's not putting even a dent in
now,
it.
Now, are we pro roadside lemonade stand, Tyson?
I don't buy roadside lemonade.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I'll buy something prepackaged from a child.
Yeah.
But I am not going to buy a little snot-nosed kid's lemonade.
Like, I kind of feel like I'd like to hear the other side of the story. I'd like to hear what the reasons are. I mean, are the police coming in and like kicking down like a four-year-old girl stand? Or are there some shady roadside lemonade stands out there?
No, I think what's happening is the cops are coming by. I think somebody's coming by and being like, hey, you gotta stop.
You can't do this.
Yeah.
All I know is the last time my wife had me stop so she could buy lemonade, it had grass in it. And it was warm and
fiber.
It looked disgusting.
And did she drink it?
I think she took a sip and said it was some of the worst lemonade she'd ever had. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, parents, I know you want your kids to be independent, learn how to
earn their own money.
What?
It had grass in it and Liz still took a sip?
Yeah. Yeah. Her standards are pretty low.
Organic.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. But the parents should really help. You know what I mean? Like, Liz will help my kids put up a lemonade stand that looks nice. It's got ice in it. She also sells cookies. I would never buy anything unwrapped from a place that isn't inspected regularly.
Well, or you could have your royal poison taster eat everything before you.
Yeah, but a lot of people like the idea of helping a kid out. I'll chuck, you know, coins at kids as they drive by super fast and say, just have my money, because I can applaud their effort, but I'm not going to eat their food.
Yeah. I'll give them money sometimes and be like, 50 cents. And they're like, okay, that's two lemonades. I was like, nope, that's zero lemonades.
Or just take the lemonade and dump it into the street. And they say, I paid for it. Here's another lesson. I paid for it. I can do with it whatever I want.
I would love to hear from the listeners of the podcast. If anybody comes across any shady roadside lemonade stands that you think should be shut down, take a picture.
You're thinking GPS? You're thinking GPS these and then... I mean, we've already got the sex couches all GPS'd, and we're just building up a database.
I just want to get the counterpoint on this and see if that maybe there's a reason why we're shutting down some of these lemonade stands.
Well, Great idea, Tyson. Great idea. Lemonade stands next to the sex couches. People are going to be thirsty.
There you go. They're going to be real thirsty, and they're not going to really care. Right. They're not going to really care what liquid they're drinking at that point. And then the other thing too, is that maybe if Pizza Hut ever gets found out, they can shift to lemonade stands as well.
Okay. And now it's time to discuss my favorite segment on the show, with all due respect to Danny's ball toll. Time to discuss the worst airline passenger of the week. And I think we need a jingle for this, Tyson, if you're ever inspired to get back into the recording booth, or any of these wand-off superstars want to come up with the jingle for the worst airline
passenger. Oh, I know the song. Fantastic.
Tyson, I know the song you can cover for this. Isn't it John Denver that sings, I'm fly? Flying on a jet plane. Isn't that?
Don't know when I'll be back again.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Worst passenger on an airplane. Won't be able to fly again.
All right. Well, let's talk about a story of a man who was flying on the great Jet 2 airline.
Never heard of it.
Anyone can start up an airline business these days.
He was flying
even American
from Northern Ireland to Spain as part of a bachelor party, and things were starting to progress. There was
say no more bachelor party. Say no more.
There was drinking. There was merriment, and then the man broke out a blow up sex doll, Danny.
That's when you know things are about to get out of hand.
And like, this is early in the AM.
By the way, I think that it was already blown up when they brought it on the plane, blown up. So that was the first problem, is that the blow up doll was brought onto the plane fully inflated, I think.
Now, does that count as a carry on item, Danny?
Yeah, I think you should have to get a seat for your blow-up doll, just to set a precedent for sex dolls when they start getting on planes.
In the event of a water landing, there is a blow-up sex doll available on this flight located in row 14 for any passengers.
So you think that Jet 2 is... you think that they're marketing this and that it's a bachelor party specific airline?
Because they had to divert the flight and have an emergency landing because they were getting too rowdy with this sex doll.
When I lived in Belgium, I had a man on the street verbally assault me once. Mm-hmm. And then he asked where I was from. And when I said the United States, he was like, oh, okay, go about your business. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And I asked about it later and they said, well, everybody from the UK comes over and breaks all of our stuff and parties super hard. And then they just take the channel back to the UK and then everything's fine and dandy for them, but they've ruined our little piece of heaven here.
Now, just to be clear, nobody from the bachelor party, according to this story, was involved in sexual activity with said blow up doll. They were
define
just,
activity.
Well, I don't believe anybody's junk.
No greyhounding.
Right. No greyhounding happening.
But I can think of lots of sexual-like activities you could do with a doll without taking your wang out.
Please describe them in full detail while I close my eyes.
Well, you could recreate all the motions fully clothed while your friends,
videotape
cheer you on.
Right.
Okay. And right. those types of things for kids who aren't aware what those types
I do
of
think,
motions.
I do think that there is a fine line between simulating an act and fornicating with the inflatable doll on the plane.
You think it's a fine line?
I think it's a fine line.
Yeah. It's usually just a little bit of fabric between. That's the line right there.
John Tinkham says, doesn't everyone have an emotional support blow-up sex doll?
Oh, that was the get-out-of-jail-free card they forgot
they
to pull.
They forgot to use it, dude. Yeah. If they would have lawyered up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
This is my, that is a great point. This is my emotional support doll.
Yeah.
I take her everywhere I go.
Yeah,
her name
I
is
have
Jasmine.
To fornicate with it every hour on the hour to be emotionally stable.
What do you think the reaction was from the guy's wife or from the fiance of the man whose bachelor party caused this Jet 2 flight to be diverted?
He lasted way longer with that doll than he ever does with me.
Jet 2 is cracking down on these gentlemen. They have now received lifetime bans from Jet 2.
I love
it. Oh, so many more discount airlines they can take their sex doll onto. That's just one of
many.
Yeah,
but still, maybe Jet 2 is the cheapest. That's a punishment, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a punishment. Like, remember, Danny, when you got the lifetime ban from Shopko?
What did I do?
Well, I didn't get that far into making up this story.
Tyson, should passengers boarding an airline be forced to take a breathalyzer test? And should there be a limit to you cannot board a plane if your blood alcohol content is higher than whatever 0.1 or wherever we want to set the limit? I mean,
probably, but now you're looking at a 7-hour TSA check instead of four to six hours.
Everybody steps up and then they have to blow. Or maybe they pull you out of the line if they think, like, boy, dude, you're real drunk. You got blown into this. Okay.
Yeah.
I think if they're real drunk, you just don't let them on.
But we have to have a line, right?
Here we go. We combine the two stories. We create a breathalyzer test that's a sex doll. So,
yes. Could you blow up this doll
everybody,
over here?
We need everybody. Give this sex doll
this
a kiss.
Is so funny, everybody.
Give this sex, because if you go to give the sex doll a kiss to begin with, you know you're drunk enough.
Yeah, I'm with Rob. I think that at the beginning there should be something. If you even appear to be drunk, you should not be let on the flying cattle car that is a plane, because that's just asking for trouble.
Right.
Well, what about this? What about you ask everybody, you're like, would you have sex with this woman? And they say yes, and you're like, it's actually a sex doll. You're too drunk to know the difference. Out.
Oh, that's how they test, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I think this is going to solve a lot of our problems between the guy peeing on the seat, the fights on these planes, that we need to cut down on the drunkest passengers. It shouldn't be the same as driving a car where, you know, you could be buzzed and get on a plane, you know, have 3 or 4 drinks even before. But if somebody, you get these bachelor parties, people are drinking all day and then they're going to board a flight and you're on there with kids and your family, forget it. Shut it down.
But Rob, you're going to lose your favorite section on News AF segment.
There's plenty of poorly behaved airline passengers that are not drunk.
But I don't know. I think that you're going to lose at least half these stories if you remove alcohol.
Shut it down. So
you're thinking that Rob's stance on this, and now all of a sudden we don't have any stories to cover with these drunk passengers.
The airlines, yeah, world's worst airline passenger segment disappears.
Not everybody needs alcohol to behave badly on an airplane.
But it helps.
Right. Okay. I mean, the idea of serving people alcohol on the plane was to get them to calm down and relax, go to sleep. You get these people that are acting crazy in here. Hooligans.
Yeah, they didn't realize that there's a lot of angry drunks.
Yeah. Carrying on. It's too much.
Yeah. Not all drunks are relaxed and happy.
Yes. I do want to report that I believe it was just the man with the blow up doll has been a lifetime ban from Jet 2 flights.
Yeah, I think it was just the one guy.
Yeah. But
what about the doll? Has the doll been banned as well?
The doll has actually been taken into custody as evidence, and then one of the officers took the doll home with him.
Okay.
Took it
as
home.
Is the custom.
All right. Before we get to the great Bolt Hall segment and Danny's news for the week, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors here today, of course, is our great friends from LaCroix Sparkling Water. Of course, look, you really want to hit this summer, have a roadside LaCroix stand, because people will come from far and wide to have the delicious calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthy alternative for you and your lifestyle, because there's no calories, no sweeteners, no sodium. It's innocent. People should drink LaCroix Sparkling Water on a plane. You'd have no problems because it's all natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences like key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit, peach pear, coconut, lemon lime, berry, cran raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure to round out the lineup. Plus, they've got the karate flavors like pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry, cucumber, and cantaloupe pink grapefruit. They have the bolder flavor too. It's gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO. Are you kidding me? LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social media at LaCroix Water. That's LaCroix Water, or check them out at LaCroixWater.com. And for a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. All right, and now here comes the great...
Wait.
Yes.
I just thought, like you said, that LaCroix, we could open a stand with LaCroix, and lemonade, when you go to a lemonade stand, that's essentially like offering someone a piece of unwrapped candy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, oh, here, I got the one piece of unwrapped candy in my Halloween basket.
Yes.
Gross, dude. And then the LaCroix is packaged Halloween candy. Very safe.
Very safe.
Very delicious.
If the top is opened, they recommend don't drink it.
Get it x-rayed first.
Yes. There's no grass police. In there. That's a grass-proof lid on the top of every single can of LaCroix sparkling water. All right, take it away, Danny Bryson. Yes.
So
if they
good.
Just played that during the flight, everyone would just be cool. And
then pumped a little marijuana through the vents.
Yeah. Guys, I live next to a cemetery.
What?
I do.
Is there
it's
a
depressing.
Ringmaster?
I know. It's depressing living next to a cemetery. It seems like every day someone's being chucked into the ground. Yeah. Having just died.
Makes sense.
And it's always
but do
the
they
same.
Offer the service where they shoot their naked corpse into outer space yet?
They should, because it's always the same boring service. A bunch of people gathered around.
Being sad.
Like the person died. And it's just like, come on. We got to do something. We got to change the way that we approach funerals here in the U.S. because they just suck. Right? Okay. Especially if the person lived a good life.
You want more of a celebration. But, you want to see like a Chinese funeral.
Celebration
where,
of life.
Yeah, with strippers. Yeah, exactly. But there's a man in Nigeria who found a way to spice up a funeral for his father who died of old age, right? The guy died of old age. He lived a good life. But
one of the most honorable ways to die.
Yeah, it can be. But the thing that dad always wanted was a nice car, a super nice car. So the son, who they identify as the wealthy son, decided to give him his wish, finally, which seems kind of crazy. Why didn't he have the nice car when he was alive?
Yeah.
So they're burying him.
Save that money for a rainy day, Danny.
Exactly. Well, they saved it so they could bury him in a $75,000-$80,000 BMW.
Hmm. Yeah. I saw a picture of this. They were literally lowering the car into the ground.
And I like that. If I saw someone being buried, and this is a story that happens on occasion. There was a guy who was buried in his favorite car. It wasn't a BMW. There are people who get buried in different ways. And that's kind of what I'm going for here, is okay. that these funerals have become so drab and boring. Things like this really spice it up.
I'm changing my last wishes.
Go.
Private jet. Bury me in a private jet. Start a GoFundMe campaign.
That would be awesome.
That would be so awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where do you want to go, Danny?
Well...
You want to be in the private jet with me on the king bed?
I would prefer to be put place on top of all my possessions, and then all of my possessions are set on fire so that nobody gets anything.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. A pyre.
Yeah, so what would you? What would be on there? A drone? Your skis,
right now, it's not a very
bike.
Big pile. I got
to
be honest.
You'd have to amass more
stuff. I need more stuff. Like, it would have been pretty cool to set this guy in the BMW and then put it on a raft, put it in the river, fill it with gasoline, and then shoot a flaming arrow at it like a Viking funeral.
He wanted he didn't want to be in an exploding car.
Yeah, he dug it up the next day and had it detailed.
Yeah, like, my dad wanted.
Somebody did.
Pull the car out of the car.
In the middle of the night, he goes out, digs it up by himself.
That's the thing with a lot of these stories. That's a lot of money. He probably had it like wrapped in plastic when they buried it. And then he just opened up the door and dumped his dad back out into the hole. And
well, his dad was wrapped in plastic too. So he just like, whoop.
Yeah.
Balls Out 99 says, I want my ashes to be put in the ashtray of my pickup truck. That's pretty good.
That, you know, you can do a lot of ashes. You can scatter it. You can blow it in people's faces. Ashes are a little bit more versatile. And
I like it just being there in the ashtray, like where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. There's just a lot of options that are better than everybody putting you in a hole in an overpriced wooden casket. And everybody's just sitting around in a circle. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
If I have to go in the ground, I want my headstone to be like one arm reaching out.
That's a good idea. Or your head encased like
in a glass thing, like linen.
Like in carbonite, like in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Just your head, just like,
that's a good idea, too. Yeah.
Best case scenario is the sun pulls the car up and then, keeps the car in the family. But you got to think that, especially after all the publicity that this story got, that some scoundrels will come and dig that car up.
Yeah. Even if Egyptian kings with curses all over the place can't keep their possessions buried, I mean, this thing's not going to stay buried.
Yeah.
There's no fear. There's no fear of digging it up. I'm sure that he's going to have people watching it for a little while, but after a while, you're just going to dig it up and drive it around.
Yeah, but is that worth being haunted by the old man the rest of your days?
I'd rather probably be haunted by his dad than the ringmaster.
Well, what if the ringmaster goes to get the car? Because everybody's going to be after this car.
Yeah, in the afterworld. They're like, man, we haven't seen a new mode of transportation appear in the afterworld since all the stupid canoes from the Egyptians and chariots. And they're like, finally a BMW shows up. Mm-hmm. You're right. Going to be a lot of fighting for that.
All right, Danny. Anything else in the bolt hole this week?
I mean, it's always chock full of stuff waiting to just burst forth. But I got to keep some things to myself.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. So that's a no on another story.
Yeah, that's okay. No. I'm just going to share these with myself.
Well, we covered a lot of ground here today on News AF, and we talked about the controversy with IHOB and IHOP and everything else going on there, and we cracked the whole public restroom debate as well. So we really accomplished quite a deal today.
To be honest, I'm excited just to see this next week what comes from the airlines from. Our beautiful airplanes in the sky. Those are becoming my favorite stories.
Yeah, a lot of summertime travel, so I'm sure many mm-hmm. horror stories to come here in the summer of 2018. All right, Tyson, do we have any reviews from the listeners of the podcast?
Probably. Funny AF.
Funny AF.
The fake Donald Trump.
Oh.
Oh.
I listen to this at work in my car as I fall asleep, walking through the cafeteria with it on speaker sometimes and while drying. This is some funny stuff. 5 stars.
Did he say while driving and falling asleep?
At the same time?
So
in my car, comma, as I fall asleep.
Okay. Oh, that's nice to know that this is the last thing he hears at the end of every day, our sweet voices.
Yeah.
Lulling him to sleep work. Like Bob Ross.
I feel like we need to do this podcast every day if if we're going to really help these people out. Do you think if we did it every day, we'd be the most popular podcast in the world?
Well, for putting people to sleep, maybe.
For putting people to sleep? I think we hit all the stories all the time because we get so many good stories on Facebook and we have to choose. Mm-hmm. But if we did it every day, we wouldn't have to choose.
We should just
so
be
if you guys do it every day and then I'll
7.
Join you. You think we compete with CNN?
Yes, like, all right, breaking news at this hour. We got to talk about
a
this.
Man pooped on the floor at Tim Hortons in Canada.
Right, we would take calls then, I think, also.
We'd have to.
Yeah. I watched some Bob Ross clips after last week's episode talking about the Bob Ross painting.
Did it help your life improve?
Yeah. That I was laughing because I had talked about that he it's that when he cleaned his paintbrushes, I incorrectly said that Bob Ross said you just gotta whack it. what he would say was just beat the devil out of it.
That's worse. Beat the devil out of it.
Yeah, when he would like clean his brushes.
How many times has that been said on a greyhound?
Yeah,
a bunch of times. Half
That's
676.
What the Exorcist guy wanted to do.
Half 676 says great podcast. Should probably reduce it to 20 minutes and do airline news only. 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's an insult or a good.
Well,
idea.
I know what he's going for. Sometimes you want people just begging for more, and that's what brings it back every time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. John Tinkham says, I hope. News AF goes on forever. Yeah, would that have been a better move, Danny? Should IHOP, instead of becoming IHOB, put an E on the end and been the international
I
house
hope.
Of pancakes, everything?
Yeah, no, that's hope. Being a little too lofty. I hope.
Too hokey?
No. Yeah, too hokey. I don't like it.
Okay. It was something.
Yeah, we tried.
It was something. Please, also, anybody who's out there, try an IHOP burger and let us know how that went also.
Yeah, do it, Danny.
What kind of fries do they have at IHOP?
No.
Steak fries.
Steak,
I don't know.
I like steak fries.
By the way, guys, every day I look at Rotten Tomatoes waiting for that movie. And so far, I haven't seen anything in the single digits.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's Book Club. I think that it will be a single-digit movie to us.
It's not single-digit.
To us, it will be.
But we're looking for a single-digit on Rotten Tomatoes. That's our measuring stick, right?
Guys, I have to pee so bad that I'm wiggling back
and
forth.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.